The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.
That's the sound of the late, great Amy Winehouse. Rehab was the lead single from her hugely successful 2006 album, Back to Black. And to talk about the album's impact and influence, I'm joined in studio by the presenter of Screen Time, 6 o'clock on Saturdays, John Fardy. John, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Now, a lot of people think this was her first album, and what a debut smash it was.
Yeah, no, but 3 years before that, she had had an album called Frank. Now, it did okay, but the problem was 2003, the early noughties, this was the time of Norah Jones, and there was this move towards kind of jazzy, sultry female singers, and they were trying to turn her into that. And she used to brag later on, she didn't even own a copy, and wasn't as SH12.
I wouldn't have that in my house.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you have to remember, there was a time, that was the time when people were talking about like Kaylee Maloua, and it was music for dinner parties and stuff like that. And, you know, the record business, which kind of cannibalizes itself anyway, were trying to turn her into that.
Yeah. But so Kaylee Maloua, in her own way, very original and
absolutely
beautiful songwriter. And the same for Norah Jones.
Norah Jones, when you listen to that album now, it's actually delightful. It was just, it was everywhere. Sometimes success, again, is the worst thing that can happen.
It's in the lift. It's in the supermarket.
Exactly. And it was.
Now, what happened then between the album Frank and 3 years later, you have Back to Black. What happened?
Well, she has a fair amount of success from Frank, and she has a pretty torturous relationship with a man called Blake Fielder Civil, who she would eventually marry and divorce. She had other relationships at the same time. It all got a bit chaotic. She reappears singing about rehab with this bouffant black, dyed black hair, tattoos, almost indistinguishable or almost completely different from the woman she was beforehand. She'd clearly been through a lot of stuff, but she had in her back pocket this treasure trove of songs about this kind of trouble she was going through. And she also had Mark Ronson as a co-producer, who we all know now, but was kind of an unknown at the time, who took these songs, gave them a kind of 60s twist, took her to Brooklyn, got her listening to like Ronnie Spector and stuff like that. And the album she released was a revelation.
So many great songs from the album. Let's hear another one. What would you like to hear?
Back to Black, the title song.
Trouble track. My odds are stacked. I go back to
listen to that all day, but we want to talk about it and recommend that people just dig out the album again and listen to it. The thing about her voice is that, you know, there are many artists you wouldn't know who the hell they were when you hear them. If you heard an Amy Winehouse track before you knew it was Amy Winehouse, you'd say, that's Amy.
Absolutely. You know, certain radio shows, they do the mystery voice. You hear one person say or sing a word and you guess it for weeks on end. Amy Winehouse, you hear one word, you know straight who she is, because she has that London rasp, but she also has this otherworldly kind of sultriness to her voice. It's not quite like anything you've heard before. You mentioned to me in the ad break, Billie Holiday. Yeah. Like, you have to go back to someone like that for a voice so unique and kind of powerful.
But the parallel with Billie Holiday as well is you get a sense about Amy, and maybe it's just retrospection and 2020 hindsight, but that she was doomed.
Yeah, well, there's an amazing movie called Amy by the guy who gave us Senna, Asif Kapadi, and I recommend anyone to watch it because, as you said, you kind of see, even if it's retrospective, right from the start, she was doomed. She had her own demons because of her family background. Her father, Mitch, had left and took up with another woman in the parlance of the day, and that clearly troubled her. But as well, there was just so much mismanagement around her, and all these people vying for her attention. Her husband, who we mentioned, you know, that was codependency with a capital C. It was awful. So there was just a tragedy. And in a way, the album, when you hear it, contains all those signs. You know, this isn't She Loves You. Yeah,
you don't write about rehab for no reason.
No, absolutely not. And even like Back to Black, you go back to her and I'll go back to black.
And then Addicted is quite explicit about hash.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, not that any song should glorify drugs, but occasionally, certainly in the Summer of Love, it was all, yay, let's get high. When she sings about drugs, you can hear it in the lyrics. It's a quest for oblivion. Take me away from thinking about myself. Like, it's dark, but yet counterpointed to that is this gorgeous 60s sounding R&B soul music. Like, it's remarkable.
And you would maintain that Amy had a great influence on the female singers who
followed. Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Adele, you know, we were talking about Katie Melua and Norah Jones. I think Adele gets a terrible rap. I think in 20 years time people will look back and see her as one of these great singers of the 20th and 21st century. She's been a huge influence on people like Adele, Amy Winehouse, you'd have to say.
All right, your final choice then of track.
Tears Dry on Their Own. And you know, I woke up in a cold sweat this morning because I lifted the music yesterday. There's a lot of swear words in this, but I have taken them all out, so we're fine. This is a gorgeous song. To me, this is kind of her tragic yet wonderful swan song, Tears Dry on Their Own.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I've got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. Knock myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. Ain't no regrets, no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The
Okay, Tears Dry on Their Own from Back to Black from Amy Winehouse. Antoinette on the text, best album of our time. Now, John, I mentioned Screen Time.
Yes.
Saturday, 6 o'clock, and available on podcast on Fridays.
Exactly, at 5 p.m.
But you've got something very interesting this week.
I hope so, yeah. Official Secrets is a movie opening next week with Keira Knightley, all about one of these intelligence officers in 2003 who spilled the beans on weapons of mass destruction. The lady who Keira Knightley plays is called Catherine Gunn, and she'll be speaking to me on Screen Time this week.
And did she say, hey, guys, there are no weapons of mass destruction? Was that her message?
Because she interrupted a piece of information travelling across the Atlantic, which basically encouraged the UN to talk up the weapons that weren't there. Yeah. And she sent it to the Observer.
My goodness, because I remember seeing Colin Powell giving a presentation to the UN, and it was the most ridiculous, unbelievable presentation he gave. And I'm kind of looking at this on the telly saying, Colin Powell, you cannot be serious.
And he was.
You expect people to believe this?
Yeah, I know. And so Catherine Gunn was a lady just kind of in an office working away and saw this email and just had to do something about it.
Shades of whistleblowers today?
Very much so. Yeah, now, little changes.
Some comments on Amy. I always cry when I hear Amy because I think what a tragic waste. So unique, says Vicky in Leitrim. I don't text in often, but I had to comment on Amy Winehouse. I love her. I can't listen to her without getting goosebumps. I highly recommend watching Amy the movie to get a real insight into her and her heartbreaking life. Can't watch it without a box of tissues. A massive Amy fan. R.I.P. You beautiful soul. That's nice. John Fardy, thank you very much.
Thank you.